a meeting Saturday that Tehran was seeking to expand ties with what he called more independent countries like China because, in his words, Iranians never trusted the West. She is the first head of state of the six-country bloc that negotiated an historic nuclear deal that led to the lifting of international sanctions against Tehran to meet with Khamenei. He met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani earlier in the day at the president's residence. The two leaders oversaw the signing of 17 agreements aimed at expanding diplomatic and economic cooperation. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says she believes Europe's refugee crisis is placing the continent's cherished Schengen zone at risk. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Lagarde said the swelling number of refugees in Europe has pushed the Schengen agreement to a make-or-break point. The Schengen area is comprised of 26 European countries that have mutually decided to eliminate passport and immigration controls at their joint borders. That enables the citizens of the zone to travel internationally, that is, without any limitations. And an American student detained in North Korea for alleged anti-state activities is being described by his fellow travelers as a typical tourist. North Korea detained Otto Warmbier on Friday for unspecified hostile acts and was conducting an investigation. The 21-year-old University of Virginia student entered Pyongyang with the China-based Young Pioneers Tour Company, which regularly takes foreigners to North Korea. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the best music, the best music today, now.
You are?
Hey, is that what I think it is? Is that my old train whistle? It makes me feel as if I'm 7 years old again.
Maybe this whistle is useful after all.
Grandpa和儿媳Ellen在谈论穆少的事儿。
Oh, hi, Grandpa. I almost forgot you were down in the basement.
Oh, 你好, Grandpa. 我几乎忘记了你在地下室里。
I've been working, perfecting my wooden train whistle.
我一直在工作, 就是想办法改进我这个火车汽笛木哨。
I thought it was already perfect. Susan gave me a demonstration.
我以为他已经非常好了。Susan 吹给我听过。And
what do you think?
你觉得怎么样?
I thought perhaps a train had jumped the track and was headed straight for our house.
我觉得好像是一列火车脱轨，直冲着我们家的房子撞过来了。Good.
好。It's
a great toy.
是个很棒的玩具。Dinner
smells delicious.
哎，晚饭的味道闻起来挺香啊。
Meatloaf and baked potatoes. It's all ready. We're just waiting for Susan. She should be here any minute.
肉馅糕和烤土豆已经都做好了，我们就等Susan了，她一会儿就会到。Grandpa
一个人在地下室继续改进他做的木哨。Perfecting the wooden train whistle. Perfect 在这里是动词，意思是在原有的基础上。 进一步改进，精益求精。例如啊，一个学生英语学得不错，老师鼓励他再努力提高口语能力，老师就这样对他说：“Work more to perfect your spoken English。” 要注意，这里的 perfect 是动词啊，重音在第二个音节上 ，perfect。
而 Ellen 说 ：“I thought it was already perfect。” 我以为那木哨已经很好了。这里的 perfect。 是形容词，重音呢要放在前面的音节上 ，perfect。另外，我们知道形容词啊大都有比较级形式，例如 good、better、best、好、更好、最好、big、 bigger, biggest, 大，更大，最大。但是没有人说 more perfect, 因为啊，从逻辑上来说 ,perfect 这个词的本意是十分完美，这啊已经属于最高级形式了。
Alan 说 ,Susan gave me a demonstration. 按照字面上来翻译，这句话的意思是 ,Susan 向我做了展示。实际上就是 ,Susan 吹给我听了。
火车脱轨英文呢是 jump the track, jump是跳 ,track 是火车轨道。Jump the track, 从字面来解释呢就是跳出了轨道，实际就是脱轨。另外呢也可以用 rail, R-A-I-L, 这个词来代替 track。Jump the track 和 jump the rail 是一样的意思。
下面我们来听课文的第二段。Grandpa 告诉 Alan, Susan 今天要在公司介绍他做的火车汽笛哨，看公司是否愿意利用这些玩具。Alan 也觉得 Susan 的想法不错。Grandpa 看来满心希望 Susan 的公司能采纳利用这个木哨做玩具。
You know, today was the day she presented my whistle to the toy company.
你知道今天是他在玩具公司介绍我的汽笛哨的日子。
Yes, she told me. I wonder if they'll buy your idea.
对，他告诉我了，不知道他们是否会接受你的想法。
I said something to Susan about a train whistle being just a simple toy. But she said, that's what makes it great. It leaves room for the child's imagination.
我对 Susan 说了。火车汽笛哨啊，只不过是一个很简单的玩具，可是他说那样才叫棒呢，它能让小孩发挥想象力。
Leaves room for the child's imagination. She had a good thought.
让儿童发挥想象力，他这个想法不错。
She had a great thought. I tell you, that girl is smart. There's a reason she's so successful in the toy business.
他的想法太棒了，我告诉你啊，那个女孩啊真聪明，那是她在玩具业做得那么成功的原因。
She knows a good idea when she sees one.
她知道什么是好主意。
Like your whistle?
像你做的哨。
Not that I care what happened in the meeting today, but...
我倒不在乎今天的会议有什么结果，只是
，Grandpa, it sounds as if you care.
Grandpa, 听起来你好像挺在乎啊。
Grandpa 说 ，Today was the day she presented my whistle to the toy company. 今天呢是她在玩具公司介绍我的汽笛哨的日子。这里日子是一个特定的一天，所以呢要在前面加定冠词 the, T-H-E。再比如说今天是我们都去为慈善活动做义工的日子，那英文就是 Today is the day all of us volunteer for the charity event。
但是有的时候啊，在 day 前面是不用定冠词 the。例如美国有一句俗话说 Every dog has its day, 意思是人人都会有机会的。
下面啊，我也来讲解一个简单的词 buy, B-U-Y, 这是购买或买的意思。买辆汽车 buy a car, 但是用 buy 的时候啊，不一定全都是买什么具体的东西。比方说 ,Alan 说 I wonder if they'll buy your idea. 这个时候啊 ,buy 的意思就是接受。Alan 的意思是不知道公司会不会接受你的想法。
对，有一次啊，我在高速公路上开汽车的时候开得太快了，被警察给拦下来。我使劲向警察解释啊，我是急着去医院看一个朋友，但是他不相信啊。The police didn't buy my explanation. 这警察不相信我的解释。在这里呢 ,buy 就不是买东西的买，而是相信或者接受。下面是课文的第三段。 Susan 终于回到家了。她一进门就向 Grandpa 表示歉意，因为公司决定不采纳火车汽笛哨这个玩具。 Grandpa 说没关系，反正他原来做木哨也不是为了卖钱。
Well, it would be nice if they wanted it. But if they don't, that's okay. I just enjoy making them.
那他们要是想要它，当然好了。不过如果他们不要也没有关系，我就是喜欢做这些哨。
That must be Susan right now.
那一定是 Susan.
Hi, Grandpa. Hi, Mom.
你好 Grandpa. 你好妈妈。
Hello, dear.
你好亲爱的。
Grandpa, I'm sorry.
Grandpa, 对不起。
Now, what's there to be sorry about?
有什么对不起的事儿了？
They didn't want your wooden toy.
他们不要你的木哨。
Well, that's okay.
哦，没关系。
I really tried.
我真的努力争取了。
I'm sure you did. But I never really made those whistles for profit. I just made them for the fun of it.
我肯定你争取了。不过我做这些哨从来不是为了赚钱，只是为了好玩。
Of course, everyone liked the whistle, but they didn't think it was right for this year's toy market.
当然啦，所有的人都喜欢这个哨，只不过他们认为它不适合今年的玩具市场。
Grandpa 嘴上说不在乎，但是心里啊多少还是有些希望自己做的木哨呢能被玩具公司采用。 It would be nice if they wanted it. 如果他们要那当然好了。 It would be 而不是 it will be 表示说话的人虽然有这个愿望，但是认为这不大可能发生。如果一个孩子说 It would be nice if my dad could let me use his car for 3 weeks.要是我爸能让我用他的汽车3个星期，那就太好了。但是啊，这孩子对此不抱多大希望，因为他知道这不可能。
Grandpa 和 Ellen 正说着话 ，Susan 到家了。一进门啊，他就先向 Grandpa 表示歉意。他说 ：“I'm sorry。”Sorry 是一个很简单的词，大家都知道是表示对不起，往往呢是为了说错了话或者做错了事表示歉意。
但是 sorry 这个词还有别的用途，比如你要是在跟朋友聊天的时候得知朋友家里有亲人去世或者其他不幸的事，你都可以说 I'm sorry to hear that， 听到这消息我很遗憾。不过课文里的 Susan 是真的觉得有些对不住 Grandpa， 让他失望了。 Susan 解释说 I really tried， try 是努力的意思，用过去时表示已经努力了，通常都是在事情没有做好、目标没有实现之后说这样的话。
Grandpa 也真的觉得没太大关系，反正他从来也不是为了赚取利润而制作火车汽笛木哨的。For profit， 为了利润。For profit organization 是盈利组织。Non-profit organization 就是非盈利组织。我们接下来听课文的最后一段。 Grandpa 安慰 Susan 要他不必太介意，然后呢就吹响了汽笛哨叫 Philip 下来吃晚饭，这让 Philip 觉得自己好像又回到了童年。
That's all right. You did the best you could.
没关系，你已经尽力而为了。
I did.
我是尽了力了。
Let's go eat. Aren't you hungry?
哎，咱们吃饭吧，你不饿吗？
I sure am.Where's Dad?
我当然饿了。爸爸呢？
He's upstairs, resting. He was up all night at the hospital. He's just tired. But dinner's ready. Why don't you call him?
他在楼上休息呢。他昨天在医院一夜没睡觉，就是累了。但是晚饭已经做好了，你要不要叫他？
I'll call him, just the way I did when he was young. Come to dinner, son.
我来叫他，就像他小时候我叫他那样，来吃饭吧，儿子。
Hey, is that what I think it is? Is that my old train whistle? It makes me feel as if I'm 7 years old again.
Hey, 那是我想的那件东西吗？是我原来的那个火车汽笛哨吗？它让我觉得我又回到了七岁的时候。
Maybe this whistle is useful after all.
这哨毕竟可能还是有用处的啊。
Grandpa 对 Susan 说 You did the best you could. 你已经尽力而为了。你刚才说你的朋友一直在争取被提升，但是没有成功。他可以说呀 I did the best I could.
Now I'll do my best to explain the word up. 现在啊，让我来尽力解释一下 up 这个词。我们以前讲过 up 作为副词可以跟在不少动词的后面来表示加强语气。但是 up 在单独使用的时候呢，意思通常是上或向上的。Alan 说 ,Philip 在楼上休息，因为他在医院一个晚上没睡。He was up all night at the hospital. 这里的 up 是指没有睡觉。To be up, 有时候呢也会说 to sit up, 可以翻译成熬夜。
Grandpa 一声哨响 ,Philip 就下来吃晚饭了。这哨声把他带回到童年时代。Philip 说 It makes me feel as if I'm 7 years old again. 他让我觉得我又回到了七岁的时候。Make someone feel, 使某人感到感觉怎么样。
After all, 是毕竟的意思。Mary went back to England after all. Mary 毕竟还是回英国去了。It didn't rain after all.天最终还是没下雨。听众朋友，您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目 Tuning in the USA， 收听美国英语。我们刚才对课文进行了分段翻译和讲解，下面把课文从头到尾听一遍。
Oh, hi, Grandpa. I almost forgot you were down in the basement.
I've been working.Perfecting my wooden train whistle.
I thought it was already perfect. Susan gave me a demonstration.
And what do you think?
I thought perhaps a train had jumped the track and was headed straight for our house.
Good.
It's a great toy.
Dinner smells delicious.
Meatloaf and baked potatoes. It's all ready. We're just waiting for Susan. She should be here any minute.
You know...Today was the day she presented my whistle to the toy company.
Yes, she told me. I wonder if they'll buy your idea.
I said something to Susan about a train whistle being just a simple toy. But she said, that's what makes it great. It leaves room for the child's imagination.
Leaves room for the child's imagination. She had a good thought.
She had a great thought.I tell you, that girl is smart. There's a reason she's so successful in the toy business. She knows a good idea when she sees one.
Like your whistle?
Not that I care what happened in the meeting today, but...
Grandpa, it sounds as if you care.
Well, it would be nice if they wanted it. But if they don't, that's okay. I just enjoy making them.
That must be Susan right now.
Hi, Grandpa. Hi, Mom.
Hello, dear.
Grandpa, I'm sorry.
No, what's there to be sorry about?
They didn't want your wooden toy.
Well, that's okay.
I really tried.
I'm sure you did. But I never really made those whistles for profit. I just made them for the fun of it.
Of course, everyone liked the whistle...But they didn't think it was right for this year's toy market.
That's all right. You did the best you could.
I did.
Let's go eat. Aren't you hungry?
I sure am. Where's Dad?
He's upstairs, resting. He was up all night at the hospital. He's just tired. But dinner's ready. Why don't you call him?
I'll call him, just the way I did when he was young.Come to dinner, son.
Hey, is that what I think it is? Is that my old train whistle? It makes me feel as if I'm 7 years old again.
Maybe this whistle is useful after all.
Listeners, 在结束这一讲之前，我们根据课文内容做个英文问答练习，请大家听完每个问题之后用英语回答。
What were Grandpa and Ellen doing at home? They were waiting for Susan to have dinner together. What did Grandpa say about Susan? He said she is smart, and that's why she is successful in the toy business. Had Grandpa ever thought of making the whistle for profit? No, he just made the whistle for the fun of it. What news did Susan bring back? The company didn't think the whistle was right for the market. Was the whistle still useful to Grandpa? Yes, Grandpa blew the whistle and his son Philip came down to dinner.
各位听众，收听美国英语第五十课第二讲播送完了。
如果您有问题和意见，欢迎给我们来信，地址是北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。
你也可以给我们来电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是中文英语这两个字的拼音 @voanews.com。
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Patrick, 你为什么要换频道啊?
Well, I want to watch the women's final of the U.S. Open.
美国网球公开赛。I think you like the female tennis players.
No, I just love the athletic competition. The short skirts are a bonus.
So, which player are we cheering for?
You can also say, which player are we rooting for?
Oh.
R-O-O-T-I-N-G.
Rooting for 也是给哪个运动员加油的意思。
Right. Well, you know me, Yang Chen.
Mm-hmm.
I always love to cheer for, or root for, the underdog.
Underdog? Like a dog?
Yeah, actually, underdog, U-N-D-E-R-D-O-G,is the player or team that is not expected to win.
The underdog 就是处于弱势不被看好的选手。Well, underdog 可不可以用在别的地方呢?
Sure. For example, I would love to date a famous female tennis player, but with all the rich guys and movie stars chasing her, a regular guy like me would definitely be the underdog in the group.
Oh, come on, 你有 great personality. Patrick, 他一定会爱上你的。
Do you really mean it?
Of course not.
You mean it's just a pipe dream? Wishful thinking?
白日做梦。
Would you ever miss a chance to humiliate me, Yang Chen?
Hello and welcome to American Cafe. My name's Jody. Hey, Yang Chen, who's going to join us today at American Cafe?
林克盛先生， 你知道吗？现在中国啊有学英语热，但是他们不知道，其实在美国呢也有很多人在学中文。所以我们今天请明克盛先生来给我们谈谈他为什么要学中文，还有呢他在学中文的过程中遇到什么困难。我们今天还有一位神秘的嘉宾，你知道是谁吗？
I have no idea.
就是你。
Oh my gosh.
好，我们现在就请明克盛先生谈一谈他为什么要学中文，他是怎么开始的。
Well, I started a long time ago. First learned a little bit when I was in college, but probably I picked up most of it when I was overseas in Taiwan and also in mainland China for about 3 years total. Started really learning when I was in Taiwan.
那么 Jody 你呢？你是怎么开始学中文的呢？
Actually, I started studying Chinese when I arrived in China. I didn't have any Chinese under my belt before that time, Yang Chen. So I arrived in Shanghai when I was 21 years old.Not speaking any Chinese, and I arrived at the train station at 3 o'clock in the morning, surrounded by people who did not speak my language, and I can tell you, it was a little frightening. So I did the only thing I knew what to do. I sang a song, raindrops keep falling on my head, and everyone started laughing, and it made the situation better. Actually, Carl said that he began studying in college while he was in the United States.I did not do that. I got a scholarship to leave the country and go to China to study, and I took advantage of it. I really wanted to go abroad to study, and China seemed like the most foreign place on the planet.
我们可以想象啊，美国人学中文一定是有很多困难，因为这两个语言实在是相差的太远了。那么下面呢，我想请你们两位谈一谈你们在学习中都遇到过什么困难。好，首先我们让明克盛先生来谈一谈。
Two of the most challenging things when you study Chinese in particular are the tones and the characters. I think that's just extremely, extremely difficult. And it was very frustrating to be teaching kindergarten students and realize that sometimes their reading was much better than mine.
Jody, 你觉得明克盛谈的这些困难是不是每一个学中文的学生都遇到的困难呢？
Oh, most definitely. The tones...And the characters, oh, Yang Chen, they're so difficult. We're just not used to it. We're not used to the strict tonal, aspect of Chinese. Ma, 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 ma.
没错，我听到过很多这个外国人说中文的时候，因为四声没有掌握对，所以呢闹出很多笑话，比如说把这个东西讲成另一个东西。我想学中文啊，也和学其他的语言一样，每个人都有一些小的诀窍。那么你们俩谈一谈你们在学习的过程中有一些什么样的诀窍或者是技巧啊，或者有什么好的经验介绍给大家。
The best things to do when you're learning Chinese is to be around a lot of four-year-olds. And the reason I say that is because their level of Chinese and yours is at the very beginning quite similar. You can have these great conversations about I'm hungry, I like blue, I want the ball. And so I thought it was great to be able to do that very simple Chinese expressions with 4 and 5 year olds.
Yeah, I didn't really teach small children. I taught university students and we mostly used English. But I did have the opportunity to make friends with students in the music department. Mm-hmm. And I learned several Chinese pop songs.And I was able to perform with them and sing Chinese songs at concerts. And when you're a foreigner living in China, you get asked to do television commercials and acting, you know, acting shows.
所以这个语言的环境是很重要的，你和不同这个行业的人交谈也可以学到很多东西。
Not only the language, but most importantly, the culture and how people live their lives and make a living and have fun.
好，我们今天的时间就快到了，我想最后呢请你们二位一人用中文讲一句中国的成语啊俗语啊或者是俏皮话啊，讲什么都可以。
天下无难事，只怕有心人。
I like this idiom. I heard it and it stuck with me, and here it is. 好马不吃回头草。
哇，新娘都说得非常好。好，我们今天的时间到了，谢谢大家收听，我们下次节目再见。
See you later.
节美语，
公司董事会成员 David 找 Ken 谈话，显得很神秘。
Hey Ken, I need to talk to you.
Sure, what's up?
Can we step into the conference room? This is a more private conversation.
Sure.
Okay, I'm just going to lay it all out on the table. What do you think of Vincent's management style?
Well, Vincent has only been CEO for a couple of years, and, well,
I don't want to put you on the spot. Now, here's what I'm getting at. I don't think Vincent is the man for the job.
原来 David 找 Ken 谈话是因为觉得公司首席执行官
Vincent is not the man for the job.
不称职 David 说
I don't want to put you on the spot.
意思是我不是要故意为难你 To put someone on the spot. 意思是让某人回答很难回答的问题 David 在上面那段话里还说
I'm just going to lay it all out on the table.
我就直截了当地说吧 To lay something out 是讲清楚On the table, 意思是放在桌面上讨论。Ken 问 David, 为什么觉得 Vincent 不称职?
Really? And what led you to this conclusion?
As I see it, he lacks the proper vision. His style is more about survival, and he's not taking the company anywhere. He's treading water instead of swimming.
Well, I confess I've had my doubts about his abilities before.It seems he mainly got the job because of his famous aunt pulled some strings.
David 觉得 Vincent 缺乏远见
Lacks the proper vision.
只能维持现状不能推动发展就好像是在水里
He's treading water instead of swimming.
光是原地踩水不会向前游 Ken 说 Vincent 担任 CEO 靠的是自己姑姑的关系
His aunt pulled some strings.
To pull some strings.意思是动用关系。David 继续说
I've been with this firm for 26 years, and I'd hate to see it go down the drain due to poor leadership skills.
Me too, but what can we do? This isn't a reality TV show. We can't just vote him out.
Yes and no. We can't ask for a show of hands on who thinks he should be fired, but we can introduce a vote of no confidence at the next board meeting.
Interesting idea. You might be onto something.
David 说自己在公司已经26年了，不想看着公司。
To go down the drain.
就这么垮掉。To go down the drain 是失败、白费的意思。David 觉得虽然这不是电视真人秀。
Reality TV show.
不能让大家表决把 Vincent 赶下台。
A show of hands.
是举手表决的意思。但是可以在下次董事会上提出一份
A vote of no confidence
不信任提案
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第991讲昨天我们去看了我好朋友的篮球比赛虽然我很希望他赢不过我也知道他所在的球队处于弱势如果没有奇迹出现的话他们输定了果不其然他们以大比分败北这也让我想到了一个习惯用语那就是
Foregone conclusion Foregone is spelled F-O-R-E-G-O-N-E And conclusion C-O-N-C-L-U-S-I-O-N Foregone conclusion
Foregone 的意思是先前的、预知的，而 conclusion 就是结论。Foregone conclusion 意思就是注定的结果、不可避免的结果。上面的例子就是这样。
It's obvious that my friend's team was the underdog. It was a foregone conclusion that they'd lose the game.
我朋友的球队显然不是对方的对手，在比赛中失利是不可避免的了。在下面的例子中呢，我们要去看看一个公司里的员工如何讨论谁会升职。
Susanna had worked as the assistant manager in the store for 3 years. When the boss decided to take a job with another company, most of us assumed Susanna would be getting a promotion. It seemed a foregone conclusion, but our predictions were wrong. A new manager with more experience was hired instead.
这段话是说，苏珊娜当了3年的副经理， 老板接受另一份工作决定辞职以后，我们很多人都认为他一定会得到晋升，这看起来是注定的结果了。不过我们都猜错了，公司雇了一名更有经验的经理人。这个世上呢，事情呢就是这样，谁能百分之百打保票呢？就拿我经常去的一家餐厅来说，那里的服务员几个月前告诉我，餐厅可能要关门，因为老板得了重病。
They were sure the restaurant had to close down. It seems like a foregone conclusion.
可是前两天我去订餐的时候，他们告诉我，老板手术成功，迅速康复，餐厅会继续开下去。这可真是个好消息。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Susanna had worked as the assistant manager in the store for 3 years. When the boss decided to take a job with another company, most of us assumed Susanna would be getting a promotion. It seemed a foregone conclusion. But our predictions were wrong. A new manager with more experience was hired instead.
美国历史上的南北战争人尽皆知，这次战争以北方的取胜告终，结束了奴隶制，是美国历史的里程碑之一。有些历史学家认为北方显然会获胜，可是有些历史学家则认为双方势均力敌。我们一起去听听他们不同的见解。
Some historians believe that the American Civil War was far from a foregone conclusion. In their view,It wasn't clear at all that the North was going to beat the South. It's true that the North had a larger population and greater resources. But, they argue, the South had the advantage of fighting on their own soil, and they had the most experienced generals.
这段话是说，一些历史学家认为当时美国内战的结果并不是板上钉钉的事儿。在他们看来，北方并不一定能打败南方。的确，北方拥有更多的人力和资源，但他们认为南方拥有主场优势，而且他们有经验更加丰富的将军。历史是个值得讨论的话题，每个人看相同的问题会得出不同的结论，各种战争、选举都可能出现出人意料的结果。就比如今年的美国总统大选，鹿死谁手还很难讲。
Who will win the presidential election this year is far from a foregone conclusion.
好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Some historians believe that the American Civil War was far from a foregone conclusion. In their view, it wasn't clear at all that the North was going to beat the South. It's true that the North had a larger population and greater resources. But they argue...The South had the advantage of fighting on their own soil, and they had the most experienced generals.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 foregone conclusion, 意思是注定的结果，不可避免的结果。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是小北。
我是 Dan。
谢谢您的收听，下次节目再见。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
undo. Undo is spelled U-N-D-U-E. Undo.
Undo, 形容词，有过度的意思。
U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen said that federal regulations should not put undue burdens on community banks.
美联储主席耶伦表示联邦政府的规定不应该给社区银行增加过度负担。
President Barack Obama called on states to cut back on unnecessary testing that consumed too much instructional time and put undue stress on educators and students.
美国总统奥巴马呼吁各州减少不必要的考试，因为不必要的考试耽误了授课时间，也给老师和学生带来过度压力。好的，今天我们学习的词是
undo, undo, undo.
undo. 各位听众，现在播送流行美语。Larry 和李华刚刚在餐馆吃完饭，
李华今天要学两个常用语 doggy bag 和 back burner。
This is way too much food for me to finish. I guess I'd better ask for a doggy bag.
怎么了？你不会是想要吐吧？
Huh? No, I said I'm going to ask for a doggy, D-O-G-G-I-E, bag, B-A-G. That's a bag that you use to take home leftover food from a restaurant.
哦，我知道了，就是我们中国人说的打包嘛，你们叫 doggy bag. 哦，是不是因为美国人一般都把剩下的饭菜喂狗啊？诶，可是你没有狗啊。
It's just a figure of speech.I'm asking for a doggy bag because I plan on eating the leftovers for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, 原来是你自己要吃的。哎，美国人这种习惯真好哎。在中国，大家出去吃饭总要点好多菜，根本吃不了，剩下的有的就扔了。
The U.S. isn't so different. People originally used the phrase doggy bag because they were embarrassed to admit they were saving food.
Oh, 怪不得呢，要叫 doggy bag.原来开始的时候，美国人自己也不好意思承认自己是节省，所以啊，说是要喂狗。美国人真的觉得这样做丢人吗？
Well, in the U.S., you wouldn't ask for a doggy bag at a really nice restaurant or on a formal occasion. But otherwise, most people would rather ask for a doggy bag than waste food.
所以说，在高级饭店和正式场合啊，一般是不打包。可是除此之外啊，打包就很正常了。哎，中国现在也差不多哎，打包啊越来越普遍了。不过我们用的是饭盒。
Yeah, same here. But even though the food usually goes in a box, people still use the term doggy bag.
Oh, 哎 ，Larry， 美国人真的把剩饭剩菜喂狗吗
？The food from doggy bags can make a dog fat.
不光是狗，你经常要在外面吃啊，人也会变胖的。哎，账单来了，你得要跟他们要 doggy bag 咯。
Excuse me, could I get a doggy bag for this, please?
哎 ，Larry， 刚才我们说了半天 doggy bag， 我还真的想养只小狗哎。
I know you've mentioned that before, but you'd better just put that on the back burner for now.
啊，把什么放在什么炉子上？你在说什么啊?
I said put it on the back, B-A-C-K, burner, B-U-R-N-E-R. That means you should give your idea of owning a dog low priority and wait until it's more practical or convenient.
Oh, 你是说我要养狗不现实,所以不要着急,应该要暂时放一放啊。其实我要是真的养条狗也没有不可以啊,就是要做出一点牺牲罢了嘛。
Really?You should just put it on the back burner. Taking care of a pet requires money and time.
你说的也对，养狗啊又花时间又费钱，确实应该等毕业有了工作以后再说。哎呦，我真恨不得马上就可以毕业。
I know. I have to put so many things on the back burner while I'm in school. I feel like I have no life.
哎 ，Larry， 那你都想干些什么啊
？Well, for instance, Jack and I were working together on an online business.But I'm too busy with school to work on it often. I had to put that on the back burner.
你和 Jack 要合作在网上做生意啊？哎，真有两下子哎。
It's on the back burner right now. You know, I was in a rock band for a while, but I put that on the back burner as well.
摇滚乐队？不会吧 ，Larry？ 我听过你唱歌。哎，你不会真想当摇滚歌星吧？哦，是你的电话。
Whoa, it's Angie. I'll talk to you later, Li Hua. I've got to answer this. I'm going to ask Angie out this weekend.
谁？哎，你不是说你要跟 Cindy 约会吗？怎么又变成 Angie 了？哎，你可不能脚踏两条船啊。
Cindy? Well, earlier this week, she left for study abroad in Europe, so I had to put her on the back burner.
Whatever, Larry.
各位听众，今天李华学到了两个常用语。一个是 doggy bag， 意思是在外面吃完饭打包用的盒子，还有一个是 back burner， 意思是暂时不考虑。这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢各位收听，我们下次节目再见。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Man, Mark and Yangchen, the economy is so bad these days. My boss just cut my salary.
Well, you know, at least you didn't lose your job.
But don't worry. I know how to make some extra money. Bet on the World Series.
你要拿职棒大联盟比赛打赌。你忘了上次赌马，你输了2000块。
What? Patrick lost $2,000 betting on horse racing?
Yes, he did.
Hey, don't worry. This time it's in the bag.
放在口袋里。
When you say something is in the bag, it means that you're totally confident it's going to work out. And I'm totally confident.
Oh, 稳操胜券。But how?
Well, I've got tickets to the game. So, if the team I don't want to win gets an edge, I'll just streak across the field and they'll stop the game.
你不希望赢的那个队占优势的时候，你就要 streak across the field, 来扰乱比赛。你说的这个 streak across the field, 到底要做什么呀？
Well, I'm glad you asked, Yangchen. But I'll tell you right now. Streaking is when you run through a public event naked.
Did you say naked? 裸体？你真的要在球场上裸奔啊？
没错。
Yangchen,
are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. My dignity is worth more than $2,000.
Wait, Mark, where are you going?
No, don't.
You may not do it. My dignity's worth $2,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
English 三级跳。
各位听众，大家好。今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目购物单元的终极课程。
Today, Kevin is going shopping at a clothing store to buy his girlfriend a present for her birthday. What do you think he's going to get her, Winnie?
他呀，花了1000块给自己买了套时髦西装。我估计他现在肯定没钱了，给女朋友买的八成是便宜货。不信，我们就一起来听吧。
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you find something?
Sure. I'm looking for something special for my girlfriend. Could you help me find something she'll like?
Sure. Do you know what size she is?
I'm not really sure. She's about your size, maybe a little more petite. I haven't really noticed.
You don't know your girlfriend's size? Okay.
Kevin, 这家伙给女友买衣服，连人家穿多大尺寸都不知道。哼，这种男友啊，再帅我也不要。
Really? I hope you're kidding. Do you know what the word...Petite means?
Petite 就是指女性身材娇小。服装店的店员问 Kevin 女朋友的身材， Kevin 说可能比这位店员的身材更娇小一些。
Exactly. In this next section, listen for the word trendy, which means really cool and popular.
All right. Well, what does your girlfriend normally wear? What is her style like?
Well, she works in an office, so she always dresses really professionally. But for her birthday, I want to get her something really fun and trendy.
Well, let's see. We have some really nice skirts I can show you. What colors do you like on her?
You know, I've never really noticed. But I know that I look fantastic in blue. So let's get her something blue.
So, Winnie, what kind of outfit does Kevin want to buy for his girlfriend?
他说女友平时在办公室都穿职业装，所以呢，想给她换个风格，来件活泼时髦的衣服。
Right. And what colors does Kevin think his girlfriend looks good in?
说起来还真是让人来气呢。他从来就没有注意过女朋友适合穿什么颜色的衣服，就因为自己啊穿蓝色好看，就要给女朋友也买蓝色的衣服。哼。我看 Kevin 啊，爱自己胜过爱女朋友。
Well, do you want something inexpensive, or is money no object?
I want to get her something reasonably priced, but nice.
So how about $100, maybe $200?
$200? Come on, it's not like we're married.
Is $100 out of your price range?
I don't want to go overboard. I think my budget is closer to $20.
啊, 他的 budget, 预算只有20块。我看这些钱只够给人家买双袜子的。Kevin 啊，真是浪漫的，让人想揍他一顿呢。
Why, Winnie? Women don't think socks are a romantic present? So that's why my wife was so mad at her birthday last year. But Winnie, can you guess what money is no object means?
我想 money is no object 就是说钱不是问题，多少钱都无所谓的意思。
That's right. For example, I usually only buy cheap things. But when I look for something important, like a good doctor, money is no object.
I don't think we have any outfits for $20 here. This is a nice clothing store.
Oh, well, can you recommend a store near here where I could find some really good bargains?
There is a store down the street called Bargain Basement. You could probably find some really cheap clothes there.
Ah, that sounds perfect for my budget. I'll go try to find her a present there. Thanks.
Professor Bowman, go overboard.这个意思是过分吗
？Exactly.
这么说 ，Kevin 连100块都不舍得花、啊。要我说，等他女朋友把他甩掉时，他可别怪人家 go overboard.
I agree. Tune in next time to see what happens.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me。网址是 www.goenglish.me。美语怎么说
？How to say it in American English？
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是听众要问的两面派。
吴琼，我问你，两面派用美语怎么说？
啊 ，Jessica， 你从哪儿学到这个词的
？From one of our listeners， 有个听众问的。
That's cool。我觉得两面派一定是 double face。对吗
？Close. Actually, it's two-faced.
Oh, two-faced. 两张脸，当人一面，被人一面，两面派。
That's right. Sometimes a two-faced person will say nice things about you to your face, then tell others nasty things about you when you're not around.
哼，我最讨厌这种背后捅刀子的人了。
I know. We call these people backstabbers.
Backstabber?S-T-A-B-B-E-R, stabber, 是用刀子捅别人的人。所以 backstabber 就是在背后给人下刀子的人咯。Jessica, 不是吹牛，这种人我一眼就能识破。
Wow, you must be a really good judge of character.
Judge 是法官， character 是人品。你说我是 a good judge of character, 一定是说我看人看得准，眼光犀利，对吗？
Exactly.Two-faced people can't fool you if you're a good judge of character.
我觉得 two-faced people 和 backstabbers 虽然都很讨厌，但是他们也有些用处。
Really?
Yeah, their existence will help you see who your real friends are. 没有他们的存在，怎么能够显出哪些人才是真朋友呢？
有道理。Now, let's see what you've learned today.
第一形容某人两面派是 two-faced. 第二，背后害人的人是 backstabber. 第三，形容看人准，可以说 someone is a good judge of character.
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
overdose, O-V-E-R-D-O-S-E, overdose.
overdose 是用药过量的意思。佛罗里达州政府的最新报告显示，
Fatal overdoses of prescription drugs jumped again in 2008.
过量服用处方药致死的人数2008年再次上升。与此同时，
Deaths from cocaine overdoses declined by 23% to 648 in 2008.
可卡因服用过量致死的人数2008年下降 23% 为648人。泰诺 Tylenol 是美国最常见的去烧止疼药。然而美国食品和药物管理局的一个专家小组对其主要成分对乙酰氨基酚提出警告。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Overdose, Overdose, Overdose。
如果您要索取本节目的教材月刊，来信请寄中国山东省青岛市海尔路六号甲青岛韩人教会，邮政编码266000
Qingdao Korean Church No. 6A Haiyar Road Qingdao Shandong Province People's Republic of China Zip Code 266000